Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Julie Coletti, Marketing and Communications Manager at The Wharf.
And we are here talking Oktoberfest weekend at The Wharf in Southwest DC. Obviously, The Wharf is one of the coolest neighborhood spots in all of the district, and especially this weekend for Oktoberfest. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so I want to get into each of those days one at a time. But before we even get into that, you know, start big picture-wise, you know, how many years has The Wharf been doing this? Has it grown? You know, give me some of the big picture stuff.
Yeah. So The Wharf has been hosting this particular event for about 5 years now. It has been hosted in other locations. But yeah, we're super excited. We've been hosting Oktoberfest since it opened, and we're excited to bring it back this year with 3 full days of celebrations.
Awesome. So let's go into the first day, Friday, September 30th. It's going to be from 7 to 9 p.m. You're calling it Polka on the Pier. It sort of explains what it is. But yeah, explain who's going to be there and you know, what's involved with the polka dancing.
Yeah, so this is a new event during our Oktoberfest celebrations. We are doing Polka on the Pier. We will have polka instructors. Polka is a very famous German dance style. So we'll have professional dancers on Transit Pier from 7 to 9 p.m. teaching people how to polka dance and really just to get the party started for Oktoberfest that weekend.
And who are the, what's the professional dance group? What's their name? Do you know any other details on, you know, their name or where they're from?
Yeah, I don't know the dancers' names, but we'll have live music from Polka Party.
Polka Party. Okay, is the name of the group. All right, cool. Awesome. And is that free? Do you need to sign up in advance? How does that work?
Yeah, no, everything this weekend is free. So come out and enjoy a great time.
Okay, cool. I just see there's something on the website that says RSVP on Facebook. So I didn't know if that's that's just required or just encouraged.
We just encourage people to RSVP on Facebook so we can kind of see how many people are expecting.
Okay, cool. And then just so I'm going to put two radio pieces together. So just so I have a variety of sound bites, maybe say something about, you know, it's for all experience levels, whether you know polka dancing or you're a complete beginner, you know, come on down and learn it for free, you know, something like that.
Yeah. So Polka on the Pier for everybody. It's perfect for all ages. Even if you don't know how to polka dance, come down and learn and just have a great time. It's also a great time just to people watch, meet other people, and really just and celebrate the German culture.
Great. And I assume you're encouraging everyone to wear the, you know, lederhosen, dirndls, the whole garb too.
Yes, of course. Please wear your lederhosen and dirndl. Show off your German attire.
Awesome. All right. So that's Friday. And then day two, Saturday, October 1st from 2 to 5 p.m. Is the big dog race. What are we calling it? And it's in its 10th year.
Yes, this is the 10th annual Wiener 500 Dachshund Dash. So we've been doing this for over 10 years now. And so we're so excited to bring it back.
Awesome. And so the Wharf hasn't been around 10 years. It's been like 5 years, right? So do you know where it was previously held before?
In multiple locations around the city.
Okay. But now ever since the Wharf has opened the last 5 years, that's been the home of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool. So explain what it is we'll see. You know, if our listeners hear this on TOP and they come out, what are we going to see? Is there like a racetrack set up on the district pier?
Yeah. So at the Wiener 500, we'll have a racetrack and over 158 dogs racing to benefit Roll Dog Rescue. All the dogs will be lined up in different heats. So there'll probably be about 10 heats where you can come out and watch all the dogs race each other. There are a few tips and tricks that you know, the owners of the dog can't put the dogs over the start line or grab them over the finish lines or even drive the dogs with any treats. It's pretty much just letting them start and finish, and whatever dog crosses the finish line first wins our trophy. So it'll be a great day. Come on and cheer the speediest dogs in DC while partying with our DJ on stage and enjoying some ice cold Sam Adams Oktoberfest beer.
So so you can either get up close and watch the track, you know, up close in person, or is there also, if you're standing a little farther away, is there a giant screen to watch it too?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can either get up close and watch the dogs right there in front of you, or we'll also have a large jumbotron screen where you'll be able to see all the action as well.
Awesome. And then I assume it, I mean, based on the title, I assume it's only dachshunds. It's not all dog. It can't be every breed of dog, can it?
Right. The only dogs racing will be dachshunds, but we encourage all dogs to come out and watch their other dog friends compete.
And do you need to sign up or register your dog if they want to compete ahead of time, or can you just show up?
Yes, you did need to registrate beforehand, but registration for the Wiener 500 is officially closed.
Okay, gotcha. Well, but you can still come out and it'll be hilarious and exciting to watch them run. It's going to cheer on your friends. Yes. And real quick, you mentioned that it's to benefit a local dog rescue. Could you just highlight them for a second, like what their name and what they're all about?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Wiener 500 Dachshund Dash benefits Rural Dog Rescue, which is a local shelter in Washington, D.C. We've worked with them on multiple events before. We also worked with them on our other dog event called Running of Chihuahuas, which is in May.
Awesome. The Running of Chihuahuas and yeah. The Running of Dachshunds. This is yes. Great. All right, cool. And then that brings us to the last day, best for last, Sunday, October 2nd from 2 to 5 p.m. What do we got going on that day?
Yeah. So on Sunday, we're continuing our festivities with stein hoisting competitions at a bunch of the restaurants at the wharf. So we're inviting guests to visit wharf restaurants for German inspired food and an Oktoberfest beer by Sam Adams. And then you'll be able to test your strength in the stein hoisting competitions. Our participating restaurants include Cantina Bambina, Pearl Street, Brighton, Boardwalk Bar and Arcade, Rappahannock Oyster Bar, Kerwin's, and Kaliwa.
Okay, awesome. And you mentioned the official stein hoisting contest. Just talk about how that works. They fill up their steins and then imagine people holding their arms out, shaking as they try to not spill, right?
Yeah, of course. So we'll come around and see who wants to participate in our stein hoisting competition at that restaurant and just get up. Basically, what we'll do is we'll hand you a stein fill of beer and whoever can hold it the longest, straight out, no bent elbows. Whoever holds it the longest will win a beer from us. We'll buy you guys a Sam Adams Oktoberfest.
That's awesome. So will that be held at a specific restaurant or will you be going around doing that at multiple places?
Yeah, during that time from 2 to 5 p.m. on Sunday, we'll be stopping at all those different restaurants.
Okay, cool. So there'll be a different stein hoisting contest at each of the restaurants you mentioned. Okay.
Exactly.
You know what? It might not be possible to arrange, but I think it would be cool if you crowned a champion at each one and then you gathered them all together, all the winners of each of the places, and see who is the ultimate stein hoisting champion.
That is a really, really good idea. We actually also do a stein hoisting competition during the Wiener 500 Dachshund Dash. So we'll do a little intermission, give the dogs a little resting period, and then we'll do a stein hoisting competition right on the track with participants in the area watching. So don't just come out to watch the dogs. You can also participate in a stein hoisting competition during the Wiener 500 as well.
Okay, great. And then let's sort of end how we started, bring it full circle, just more big picture stuff, you know, across all three of the days. Like, you did a great job of highlighting the specific events on each of the 3 days, but just in big, you know, is there any, you know, common ties, overall themes across all of it? You know, is there going to be German, you know, music playing throughout? There's going to be people wearing the attire throughout, you know, like, I assume it's a whole weekend of festivities.
Yeah. So Oktoberfest at the Wharf is back with full weekend of fun for all ages. Just come on out to the Wharf and enjoy a fun weekend celebrating Oktoberfest. We'll have our German flags hanging and a lot of Sam Adams Oktoberfest beer flowing.
Great. And I guess just in closing, talk about how, you know, when people think of the Wharf, they, you know, you might think of the summer and warm weather walking along the water there, but talk about how it's Oktoberfest in the fall. I mean, it's such a, with the weather getting a little bit crisper, it's like, it's a equally beautiful time to be walking down on the Wharf.
Yeah, absolutely. I should also put in there, Wiener 500 is rain or shine. So,
okay.
Yeah. So this weekend, we are expecting a little bit of rain on Saturday, but we will have a tent up that will cover the entire district for the Wiener 500 Dachshund Dash. So no worries. Please come on out. It'll be rain or shine. For the other days, the weather is looking great for Friday for Poco on the Pier and Sunday for stein hoisting. So please enjoy the nice, crisp autumn breeze off the waterfront.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining us. It sounds like it's going to be a great time. So everyone head down to the Wharf for Oktoberfest this entire weekend. So, hey, thank you.
Thank you so much, Jason.